This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An Iraqi militia leader has downplayed the U.S. strikes in Iraq, hinting at a de-escalation of tensions. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking to the Associated Press, Hussein al-Musawi, a spokesperson for Harakat al-Nujaba, one of the main Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, suggested a desire to cool down tensions in the Middle East. His comments come after the U.S. struck dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria, used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Musawi condemned the U.S. strikes, saying the U.S. must understand that every action elicits a reaction. But he then struck a more conciliatory tone, saying that, "We do not wish to escalate or widen regional tensions." The air assault was the opening salvo of U.S. retaliation for a drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, Russia Saturday called for a U.N. Security Council meeting over the threat to peace and safety created by the U.S. airstrikes on Friday. There has been a dramatic spike in attacks by Iran's proxy groups in Iraq and Syria since the beginning of the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Associated Press News Director for Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq, Abby Sewell, explains where these groups came from.
Many of these groups rose up in the power vacuum that followed the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003. In 2014, a group of the militias known as the Hashid al-Shaabi, or Popular Mobilization Forces, joined the fight against the Islamic State and became officially part of the Iraqi military. But in practice, they've continued to operate outside of state control. This has sometimes been a point of tension with the Iraqi government, which would prefer not to have tensions with the United States.
That's the Associated Press's Abby